Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Charlize and Jasmine with your 9am Zlines. In local news, police are investigating the expulsion of 10 boys from Emmanuel College in the Gold Coast over offensive comments made about female students. In a statement, the college said that students from its cohort and from two of the schools in the area had been expelled and were involved in online behaviour involving offensive and inappropriate comments about female students. Police and detectives are currently involved in preliminary investigations within the school to identify. In national news, a Sydney plastic surgeon has been found guilty of professional misconduct following a lengthy investigation involving 14 patients and 6,500 pages of evidence from the Health Care Complaints Commission. Dr. Maya Amjadi has operated his Lux clinics in the eastern suburbs of Sydney since 2016, where he performed various complex cosmetic procedures in private hospitals across Sydney and Wollongong. Reports to the New South Wales Civil and Administrative Tribunal revealed one patient suffered life-threatening injuries when a liposuction cannula damaged her liver, pancreas, and spleen. He also inappropriately performed breast surgery on a postpartum patient and non-consensually removed excess skin from another who went in for right arm surgery. There will be a further hearing in November to decide whether Dr. Amjadi's registration to practice should be cancelled or suspended.
QCall has released a public statement blatantly praising the company's direct involvement in contributing advertising funds for the LNP agenda under the Tell Them Where to Go campaign. In every seat the campaign was focused except one, the Labour Party lost. QCall and its partners in Energy Resources Queensland, including McMahon, JFE and MPK, targeted seats where mine workers and their families live. The group stated, "We want to thank our agency Wahoo Advertising, and we look forward to once again working in the Queensland mining sector that works positively with government." In international news, data from the World Health Organization has revealed that tuberculosis has overtaken COVID-19 as the world's top infectious killer. Last year alone, 8.5 million people were newly diagnosed with tuberculosis, and 1.25 million died from the disease, with middle and low-income countries dealing with the largest number of cases. The UN agency's report highlighted the great challenges associated with the global effort to eradicate the disease, described as a distant goal. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects.